Jack Gardner joining me this morning, Herrenfest Italiana. First off, Jack, it's always good to see you, pal.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
You know, I posted your picture this morning. People coming online, Doug Brandon was number one going, at 8 o'clock in the morning, Jack's awake?
He was impressed.
Amazed. I just messaged him early. I'm assuming Jack's been up all night.
That's right.
Pretty good, fair guess.
Just because I'm upright doesn't mean I'm technically awake.
True. That I can relate to, and so can many other people that get up at the crack of dawn 30. Herrenfest Italiana. Of course, I asked about the Beach Boys just a couple of moments ago. So I'm curious, are the Beach Boys the number one selling ticket?
Number one selling ticket by far, yes. A lot of people are excited about the Beach Boys. We're selling tickets from everywhere. They're coming in from all the surrounding states.
It's exciting. The Beach Boys.
Yeah.
It's in many ways, you being a music aficionado.
Yeah.
It's like deciding whether you're a Batman fan or a Superman fan.
Yeah.
Beach Boys or the Beatles.
Yeah.
And these are the Beach Boys, and there are no more Beatles. So, you know, I mean, for many people, I forgot who it was we were talking about not long ago, you know, the Beach Boys canceling the shows, Brian Wilson shows.
Right.
And people were all, Beach Boys are canceled. It's Brian Wilson, back surgery, different Beach Boys.
Different completely, yeah.
Right.
Mike Love is your heavy touring Beach Boys unit.
And also adds more to the sound than Brian Williams does, not to Brian Wilson, because of the voice.
Yeah, it's the voice. He's the one that you want. Mike Love is fantastic.
And Bruce Johnston, too, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. It's going to be a fantastic show. We've got a huge – that's another thing, too. I don't know if we've talked about that. We're bringing in a huge video wall that goes behind the stage for the Beach Boys show, in addition to the other video walls that we do. And there's surfboards and giant palm trees. I mean, it's going to be an epic event.
Yeah. The beach ball supply will be devastated in southern Illinois.
I don't think you're going to be able to buy any.
Right? There won't be a single beach ball left. I'm assuming it goes, because I would have flip-flopped these two at a heartbeat's notice, too. Mm-hmm. Beach Boys, Lee Bryce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, I mean,
that's correct.
That's the other big show, right?
Yeah, that's our big country show is Lee Bryce. And that tickets are selling very, very well for Lee Bryce as well. Well, one thing I probably should add is, you know, there was a rumor out there, as there is every year, that, the Beach Boys are sold out. The Beach Boys are not sold out. The pit is filling up quickly, but it's not sold out yet. You can still get a pit ticket. But the seats, the reserve seating that we added last year, those are full now. But
Okay. There's
plenty of general admission and at a low price, and so, you know, get your ticket.
And the video boards, too.
Yeah.
I really noticed that in particular with Foreigner, that the video board's really good payoff.
It really does, I think.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, when do you officially start? How do you think of it as starting when it comes to on Saturday, May 19th, this Saturday?
Actually, yes. That's when the Southern Illinois Opry begins, and we've got Mason Ramsey, that little Hank, the Walmart Yodeler kid.
He's going to be in here on Friday morning.
Yeah, he's basically there at the Opry, and that's this Saturday.
Right.
So just a few days away, and then it goes on from there.
Right.
I mean, the very next day we've got the baby contest and the Little Miss and Mr. Herrenfesta. Every day there's something.
All right, and then you turn right around on Monday. That's when we find out who this year's Herrenfesta Italiana Scholarship Pageant winner is. That's once again held at the Herren Civic Center.
Yep.
Tickets are required for that event, rightfully so, because everybody's there to support their, you know,
that's
their,
right,
their contestant. You've got the honoree banquet that's coming up the 22nd. Is that when the official honoree is officially announced for the year?
That's how it works? That is when we all meet to honor them. And our corporate honoree this year is Moreland Bishop Organization McDonald's. I'll tell you what, I'm very close to these people. And Stephanie Bishop is a good friend of ours. But I will tell you this. Her folks, the Morelands, they let me borrow their camper one time to go to a rock concert.
Uh-oh.
Good people. If you're going to let me sleep in your camper, come
on. Yeah. Well, I'm assuming they've got some type of paperwork with Lloyd's of London for that.
It all came back in one piece, mostly.
True story. Going to need some dry cleaning, but other than that, it's fine. When it gets into it, because you've got the Herrenfesta and then the talent contest, which is another big one, but really, Thursday night? I mean, when it comes to big celebration lights and getting you something that you mustered on the front of your shirt, Thursday's when it starts at 4 o'clock?
That's correct. Yeah, that's when the Midway opens up and your carnival rides are going, and that's our first night of big entertainment on the main stage.
And a big day on Friday. The feeling being, of course, that Monday, Memorial Day, that people are taking Friday off to make it a four-day weekend,
yeah.
And what a great excuse to go to the golf tournament at 11 o'clock.
There you go.
Which is always huge.
Oh, yes.
And the level of participation. I went a few years back where you had all the drawings and door prizes and all the tables laid out and the food. I mean, really good.
Yeah.
Because I left the bocce tournament, went to the golf tournament, and the two best Italian beefs I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Just my mouth salivating. I love Heron Fest food, man.
You know what? That is one of the main reasons to go. Long before I volunteered my time with Heron Festa, I had a ritual. And every year, no matter what, I always was there, and I got a salami and some risotto.
Yep.
That was my two deals.
Solid meat.
I had to have it.
Onions, green peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy brown mustard if I can find it.
Good stuff.
And a bib.
Yeah, and a bib. You need that.
I like meat in tubes. So that Friday, you've got an art exhibit. The carnival reopens. By the way, the carnival on Thursday, Friday, open at 4.
Right.
And then all day Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, starting early. And then you got the sponsors VIP party, which is always a very lucrative deal. Because this is one of the things that you cannot talk about Heron Festa without talking about the fact that you rely on a lot of sponsorship, a lot of corporate sponsorship, a lot of people that are willing to pony up to make this the huge thing that it is.
It could not exist without two things, and that's our sponsors and our volunteers.
Right.
I mean, it really could not.
And you got a great group of volunteers. You really do.
We got some hardworking
folks. Hardworking, selfless people that are there all day, and, you know, they're sweaty, and they work hard, and they're so happy to do it. An incredible combination. One of the few places I've seen that manifest. Heron Festa Italiana, Murfreesboro at the Barbecue Festival is another good example of volunteerism in local communities, and always, too, that I always come to the top of my mind. So, Saturday's the big show, or at least one of them. See, I always have that tendency to go, this is the big day. But it really, your big day is dictated by your tastes.
That's right. That's right. And that's what we tried to do this year, was we tried to bring something for each individual taste. So if you're a country music fan, we've got Lee Bryce. The Beach Boys, obviously, we've been trying for a couple years to get them here because there's a certain musical taste and age demographic that is hard for us to hit sometimes.
Right.
You know, some of our newer country is just a little bit too flashy.
Poppy.
Yeah, too poppy.
Right.
So we've tried to spread that out. And still, even with the, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat today. Even with our Sunday entertainment, with the, what we call the headbanger triple threat.
Right.
With Kix, Slaughter, and Queensryche. That is a huge selling concert as well.
Well, Queensryche should, with your that being your headliner. Kix, Slaughter, they had some power ballads, and then for the loyal metal people.
Yeah.
Although I don't consider them quite as metal as I do Hair.
Yeah, I would consider Queensryche more metal, and then Slaughter and Kix more Hair.
Yeah, 80 Hair bands.
Yeah.
Right?
Although.
But what's interesting is I actually went out and re-listened to Kix and Slaughter after you booked them to go, okay, that's the songs. I remember now.
I'm a huge Kix fan. I call that Kix Night for myself because they're from Baltimore, Maryland. They're a little bit different than the Hair bands of that time.
Right.
I saw them a couple years ago. The guy's on a harmonica. I mean, if you like AC/DC, if you like Aerosmith, if you like any of the greats like that, you're going to love Kix if you don't know who they are. They just put on a great live show.
All right, so that's your big Sunday lineup is metal. Yeah. And then is Monday that family day that you and I were talking about last time?
Yeah, Faith and Family Night with Jordan Felice and Natalie Grant. We're having Christian music and no beer sales in the piazza. Can you imagine?
No, I think this is an interesting. I'm really curious, to be honest with you, how this works out, what your attendance like.
Yeah,
I really am. And here's why, Jack, because I've seen people, the drinking going on, right? Why can't you do something for my family?
Yeah.
Well, Heron Festa heard that and created that, once again, with support from the local community.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious to see whether the people who said, we want to do that, will actually show up for the show.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually, that whole show is sponsored by the Southern Illinois Worship Center. And they've put a call out.
You got Natalie Grant.
Yeah, Natalie Grant and Jordan Felice. They put a call out to their congregation. to bring the people and let's come and support this so we can do it again. And I think it's a great idea. And I think it's just a continuation of what Heron Festa already is. I hate it when people categorize Heron Festa as only, they drink a lot of beer there. That's not it at all. I mean, we're going through these events. We have so many events, and there are booklets that we're passing out, and Pepsi is good enough to pass them out for us all over the place. So grab one if you can get one. But there's all sorts of things like car shows and grape stomps and the Grand Parade. I mean, we're going to get to those.
Sosta contest.
Yeah.
Right. And there are the other things.
Yeah, they're all
family. So let's talk about this a couple of moments, because there are things like the grape stomp, one of the fun things, right?
Oh, one of my favorites.
The Big of Nose contest, the sauce contest, right?
Yeah.
And the pasta eating contest. These are really the kind of cool things that go over the course of Saturday. And what's really is interesting, because the last time I was driving in the parade, I had a couple of kids with me, and they're like, I got to get out because I got to be at the bocce court.
Right.
Right? And so when we got close to the bocce court before the end, they're like opening the door, and they're jumping out, running the boat. I should say bocce, or Kevin's going to call me.
I know. I was wondering.
I did not want to correct you. I know, and I get that. And I just heard that in my own head. I'm going, if I say bocce again instead of bocce, Kevin Frost is going to call you and give you a linguistics. Thanks, Kevin, for calling. I'm just going to go ahead and thank you in advance. Bocce.
Bocce.
And to say bocce ball is redundant because bocce is ball.
Correct.
So let's get that done.
You know all this. Yeah.
Because I have been schooled at the bocce court.
Yeah.
I did it again. Bocce court. Because here I am, you know, one day I'm there and somebody's there and there's boxes of ceramic flooring plates. This is the same stuff that the Pope uses.
That's right.
People have really ponied up on this deal. I mean, this is probably one of the best facilities in the entire Midwest for this sport, and it continues to grow. I mean, when you see them build one in Murfreesboro, you know it's catching on.
Oh, yeah.
But that tournament is probably booked. I mean, there's a waiting line.
There is some availability this year. Last time I talked to Kevin, he said that there was some availability. I know there is availability in the adult and youth combo teams. But I think in other areas as well, you might want to, if somebody's interested in getting in that, even in corporate, check to be sure. I mean, it may be sold out, but it doesn't hurt to check, because that is a huge deal with Heron Festa that a lot of people don't even realize is the bocce.
Huge.
Yeah.
And what's really great is if you lose the first round, we get, I think it's a double elimination, something like that. The food's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you go wrong? And the courts there, that's just an amazing facility.
It really is.
A lot of people, you should just go see it to admire it.
And with the weather being what it is this time of the year, shade.
Oh, yes.
And hydration also available. So, of the things that we've mentioned, all right, you and I pretty much up on the list. What's the thing that you and I should have talked about so far in the limited time we have available that we need to talk about now?
Well, we definitely need to talk about the Grand Parade.
Oh, yes, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, Saturday. Huge parade, interesting parade. One of the largest in Southern Illinois. I thought it was the largest. I'm sure that Murfreesboro would say that
the largest, yeah.
There's maybe the longest, but I think we're the most well-attended. I may be speaking out of school. I'm not sure.
Right. And that's a tough call, too, because I've been in both, and that's a really hard one, I think, to be able to qualify. We'll just say the really big parade's well-attended. And since there's a November election.
Yeah.
We'll have the opportunity to follow up not only behind the horses, but the politicians in the parade. Jack's going, oh, thanks. And why did you do that while I'm in the room? Couldn't you have waited until I left? Yes, I could have, Jack.
Thank you.
We're all going down together, brother. So the parade at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that is one of the big events, and it will be well attended by politicians, the upcoming November election. But, you know, that was where I met Mr. Moreland, was in the parade about two or 3 years ago. It was a great opportunity. He had, I think it was one of the Dodge numbers, really sporty convertible. And got up to start complimenting. We had the best time. Great guy. I like him a lot.
Good dude. Absolutely.
All right, but you have a lot of people that help, whether it's Joey Helini or Brett Krause.
Yeah.
Kelly Green or Mr. Chris Trapani. There are a lot of people that get together to make a Heron Festa celebration complete. I'm telling you what, your website looks better than ever this year.
Great.
It is a great resource to be able to pop over. Take a look at heronfesta.com. It's broken up on where you can get your tickets. How do we get through this entire time and not mention about the weather guarantee?
Yes.
That's my fault. Because with the Beach Boys, there's been a hesitancy in the past, and I think this is reassuring. You want the best seat you can,
yeah,
but you don't want to lose out in rain.
Yeah.
All right? This, I think, is the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I don't know any other outdoor festival that's like us that has ever done this before, but we've given a weather guarantee to our tickets this year. If that artist can't take the stage, a lot of people know Old Dominion was unable to perform last year due to the rain. You know, at most places, you're just out of luck.
Right.
Not at Heron Fest and not anymore. We've heard people, you know, they're frustrated. I get that. So we came up with something, just like we always do. When people complain, we do listen. And we've created a weather guarantee. If that artist doesn't take the stage, we're going to give your money back. And it's that simple.
All right. And something good to remember there, because I have done a number of outdoor festivals. I did this one with Steppenwolf and Marshall Tucker, Head East, and it rained like just cats. I mean, yeah. On a cow on a flat rock.
That sounds awesome, though.
Right?
What year was that?
Do
you remember?
Somewhere in the 80s.
Good enough.
before 97. No, so it is in the early 90s in Dix, Illinois.
In Dix?
Yeah, cool. And we put a stage up in the middle of nowhere, right? Marshall Tucker, fireworks, and the whole nine things. But here's the thing. I mean, I was in the organization of this and how we did it and how we were going to make money, because those acts, you know this, Beach Boys, do not come cheap.
Oh, yeah,
you got a lot of box tops off a box of cereal to get these guys in there, right? And you say, well, we still have to pay them, and then you look at your hands. And that's why you look at an outdoor festival and you look on the back of the ticket and it says, sorry about the weather if it happens, man.
Yeah.
That's the way it is, because there's bill to be paid.
Yeah. Yeah, you always have to pay. That's the thing. I know that people did get frustrated, but regardless, if it rains out, we still have to pay the artist.
Right. So. And no getting around it. And the production crew.
Right. Stage, and, sound.
Right.
Lights.
And all the other stuff that goes along from it. And all the people that are staying there, they create garbage. And you got to help out. It goes on. The list goes.
Sure.
Heron Fest Italiana 2018. It's on the way. And what are we forgetting? We did the weather guarantee. The parade's at 11 o'clock. Going to name the queen on Monday.
One other thing that I want to point out that a lot of people miss is our free entertainment tent. We have entertainment for free, and you can buy all sorts of beverages and refreshments in there all day long. Absolutely free entry. But there are bands starting on Thursday all the way through Monday that are absolutely free.
Where's the tent?
It is on the north side of the Civic Center. So it's right...
In the parking lot there?
Right in the parking lot. There's a big tent. We actually have switched the sponsor party to indoors, because that confused people sometimes on a Friday night. They wanted to come in. Go in that tent. You can get out of the heat. You can get in the shade. And there is all sorts of different entertainment in there every single day. Rock, country, whatever.
You missed your calling. You should have been a radio announcer, dude.
I should have been something. I could have been a contender.
I could have been a contender. And you know what's the uncomfortable fact is for you, although I think you get a kick out of it, is who's going to be there next year. Because you got to start working on that now, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's what's crazy. Once it's over, Tom, literally, those volunteers that we're talking about, they start all over again all year long.
Right.
It's crazy.
And the committees and everything that has to be done. So I'm already curious about that, because we've come to a time where you can attain bands that you and I could have never dreamed about 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine, Bachman Turner Overdrive, with Randy Bachman and Ted Turner. Ted Turner. I have to remember Turner's last name. Gosh. Nothing like getting old, is there? Fred. I think it's right.
Good enough.
So somebody texted me, you know, going, now you idiot, Fred. That they're out on the road. You know, that you see these bands that are going out on the road, and you're like, wow, cool. And all the original members, same voice, and you hear that stuff, man.
And you got to get out there and see that. That's the other thing I want to point out to people is, don't miss an opportunity to, A, support a local event, support music like this locally, because if you don't, it won't exist.
Right.
I mean, there's all sorts of great opportunities at the college. Walker's Bluff did something last year. Black Diamond does some stuff. There's all sorts of things that are going on. Go out and see some live music, because it's just important to see music live. We're really losing that in our society.
As little as 20 minutes at a live music festival, enjoying at a music you enjoy.
Yeah.
If you and I go to a rap concert, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But if you and I go to a concert, it actually extends your life, reduces your stress. New research that was just done, published in Rolling Stone, among other places, that a live music festival literally is good for your health, de-stresses you, and extends your life.
Then I am going to live forever.
That's what we advertise. That's where you should advertise Heron Fest, the life-extending treatment of music.
That's it. That's what we'll
do. Your marketing.